We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otzot Chaim. We are now in Shara Atik Perikei. And we are on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. In the new edition, in Matuk Midvash, it Daf Shin Zayin. Okay, we're going to try to finish off the Perik. It's very complicated. But we have these diagrams and these charts over here. So we're going to try to illustrate them, and hopefully it'll be quite clear by the end of it. Okay, so let's continue. Now let's just get back into the picture a little bit. We're building the Patsuf of Atik, as we know, and what we're doing, we're bringing in the Ben and Maz, which was left over. Remember, we had the Bens that came out from the Anayim, the Ak, and then we had those broke. And then we had additional Bens and Maz that came out in order to make the Tikkun. So we're building up the parts of Ak over here, Atik, building up the Keser, the Chokhmah, Bina. We have to find out how to make the Keser, how to make the Chokhmah, and so on and so forth. So we're going to take a little bit of the Ma, it's called the Keser, the Ma, and we're going to take a little bit of the Ben to make. The Shaila is, we have a lot of Sfeikas here in the goof of the Atik, in how to create these Sfeiras in Atik. That's what it's all about. Especially this Perik. So we spoke about in Perik Gimel, Perik Dalet, about the Sfeikas we had in the Rosh, which is the Keter Chochmah Bina. Are we Mali the Chochmah here? Are we not? We bring it down. All these Sfeikas here in the Rosh. Perik is finally going to discuss now the final, what's called the Guf of Atik. How do you make up the Guf of Atik? That's the Shalom. How do you make the Guf of Atik? Are we going to be using the other Bechinas as well to bring down? Are we not? So whatever sfeikas we have a lot of sfeikas over here, is going to be applicable over here, obviously. Whatever tzar came out from here is going to rebound on the goof of Atik. Now, just to make the picture a little bit clearer, really, Atik is going to be looking like this. So it's going to be forming the 10 spheres of Atik. That means we'll have Keser in the middle, Chochmah Bina to the side, and then you have Chesed Gevur to the side, and Tiferes over here, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, in the triads. The first triad is called Chabad, and then Chagad, and then Nahi. That is Moir on the Tikkun. And again, you have the Ben contributing and the Ma contributing to make up these spheres of Atik. Okay, so we're going to start again, and we're going to start Perikei. We're going to discuss five different suffixes. These charts will be showing over here is about the Rosh. It's about here, it's Suffolk Bereshit design. This is the Atik, the Keser Chochmah Bina. Like I said, we have to refer back to these charts in order to know our new charts about the goof. So whatever sfeikas we have here are going to, like I said, rebound on the goof of Atik, which I'll show you different charts for that. So let's start over here. Perik Hey. So we're talking about now again the Zayin Tachton, not the Reish of the Atik per se. Vehem hamalochim shemesu, and these are the malochim shemesu, right? These are the Zayin Tachtonim. Va'omru le'ev she'ev she'olu be'atik. So maybe they went up to the Atik, as opposed to not going up to the Atik. Maybe the Zayin Tachtonim went to different parts of maybe Abba Vima. Omnam b'chinas guf of the Atik, as what we're going to be discussing now is what makes up the guf of the Atik. Kefim mashi yiyu asfekas be'in a reisha the Atik yimshach mimenu mashi nisha lemata beguf. Whatever we had sfekas in the Atik, in the reisha of the Atik, obviously, like I said a few times, they're going to rebound and we're going to have these same sfekas or tzatzos of these sfekas into the guf of Atik. Kefi mashi olu b'chinas chokma ubina the ben b'reisha the Atik. Al der ze yodea mashi nisha lemata beguf delay bebechinas chokma ubina de ben. So whatever sfeikas we have over here in the chokma, in the keser and the chokma, more in the chokma and the bina of ben, is it going to go here? Is it going to go there? Is it going to go? Is it going to come as a makiv? Or remember, we have the four different facets: the panim, the ach, and the kelim, and the ol. All these different sfeikas we spoke about last week and the 2 weeks before that. Then that's going to make a nafka mina what's going down. Omnam, what I mean by going down into this area called, if you can see it, it's called the goof of the Atik, the Zat, which is called Zat. I don't know if you can't see it.
Yeah,
yeah? Okay. Let's continue. Omnam bechinas the sheva ksorim, the sheva tachtonim deben. Now we know that Atik took zayin ksorim of the zayin tachtonim. That means from chesed ad malchus, he took only the ksorim. Now where did the ksorim? What did he do with the ksorim? The kesef chesed, kesef bina, all these ksorim. What did he do with them? Which sphere did he build? Omnam bechinas the sheva ksorim, the sheva tachtonim deben. Tzarich levar ata kol hasfekas and nofelas b'hem. Now we discuss all the echatimtzes that can be found in the different sfekas. V'hine kefi bechina rishona, safik rishona, simen shesimonu aleph gimel. Again, like I said, we have five, very simple, five different sfekas, and we give them five different simonim. First one is Aleph Aleph Gimel. Second one is Bagad. Third one is Babu. Fourth one is Badad Rishon. And the fifth one is Badad Sheni. That's all. Those are the five Sfeikas we have. And we spoke about the Reshu Dezan. We're going to speak about the Sfeikas. Those same five Sfeikas in the Guf Dezan. So this is what, let's look over here. This is the first topic, Aleph Aleph Gimel. Ag, the first topic, Safik Rishon of Bechina Rishon. Vehine. Ad mishor ha'orah shel ach de ksorim de chokma de bina de ben lemate beguf de atik. So let me see. Here we go. Here I drew these blue arrows, and it says ach de orah de ach. You can see that. Can you see that one? Yeah. So you have the or ach. That means from kes. We're talking about chokma over here. So the kes of the chokma the chokma the bina de chokma. And all came out from there, which is the or the ach, and also the same thing came out of bina, except it has one extra sphere, keser chokma bina chesed. That all went down into the zayin tachtonim, into the, what's called the guf da'atik. Shehem sheva tachtonus, that's the guf da'atik. Ve'ol panim nishal be'alba bima, and the all panim stayed over here in the same. All panim stayed in the two spheres. Ve'ze mokum. Shehistalkutam sham, and they went up into the guf of Atik. Ki o ach the chokma de ben, hu bechesed de Atik, hu bechesed. I'll show you a different chart of now the guf of the ben, the guf of the Atik. Okay, so here we go. Again, this is the ben contributing to Atik. It just looks a bit different. Like I said, he's working in triads. This is the Kachab, the Chagat, and the Nahi over here. Nahim. So we have over here, this was the Chokhmah that we saw in the previous diagram, and the Bina. So the Chokhmah went down, this is the O'ach, and it went down into Chesed. And the Bina went down, the O'ach went down into Netzach. That's what he says over here. Let's read that again. וזו מקום שמסתקוצם שם, כי או אך דחוכמה דבן הוא בחסד העתיק. ומשם מאי את שלושה אמצויס שהם חגד שבו. And that's what he means over here. When he went down over here, when חוכמה went down into חסד, it was מאי into, see the blue arrows, into גבור, and it went into תפארת. Same thing with the בינה. בינה went into נצח, and also was מאי into the הוד, you saw and Malchus. That's the next line. Oh, Chokhma de Bina de Ben, who be Netzach de Atik, who misha me el shlosha el shalosh tachtoine shehem nahi shebo. Let's continue. Ve'om namda ki af apisha be kelim shalahem olu lemal bereisha de Atik keniska. We know that the kelim is referred back to this chart quickly. We know that the kelim of Chokhma stayed in the Reisha. Remember, this is the Reisha chart. And the Bina stayed over there. And the O went down. It's a bit of a problem. We always like the O and the Keli to stay together. From the O is going down into the body, and the Keli is staying in the Rosh. So that's a bit of a problem for us. What are we going to do for that? Says the Eivishter, what are we going to do? Says the Arizal, what did the Eivishter do? והנה אלה אורות שלהם הם ממשיכים ומשליחים האורה אל הכלים למלמטה למעלה להיר בהם. So what did he do? He reversed the process and he made האורה to go back into חוכמה and back into בינה. Right over here. You see that? Back into חוכמה, back into בינה, went back up and to give האורה. Because like we said, the issue is we don't want to separate the אור from the כלים. V'hineh, sheva kesorim shel sheva tachtorim z'ben. Okay, that's sorted out the Chochmah B'bina. What about now Chesed onwards? Hem mitchalikim b'sheva tachtorim z'atik. They go down, and as you see, Chesed goes into Chesed, and Gvura into Gvura, Netzar, Netzar, and they all go into the respective spheres to make Atik. Arishon bechesed shebo, Asheni begvura shebo, v'chen kulam ad shvi'i shehu b'malchut shebo. V'lo nichluku al seide chiluk chokma u'bina v'ben, because look what happened to chokma. Chokma went over here, and the chiluk was, are you watching? The chokma went over here and went into the gvura, and also into the tiferet. Mashiach over here, they went into individual spheres. Now, v'liyot that the havamina is liyot sholosh rishonim shebehem ima chokma deben v'chesed atik. That means that chokma, sorry, the first three should go into chesed. I drew a picture over here, actually, of the havamina. This is the havamina of what he's talking about over here. See over here, a little diagram of what he was saying. It's havamina. Now, meaning what? That we would have thought that in the same way that this all is coming out in the three different, it's coming to Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet. Then maybe that should also be the case over here. That Chesed should go to Chesed, Gvura should go to Chesed, Tiferet should go to Chesed, and then this should be made backwards as well. And these four over here, which is Netzach, Hod, Yisod, the Malchut, should also go up to the Netzach, and they should be respectively just stay within themselves. Now we don't say that. Vatamu, with time we don't say that. Lefisha Oris, which is the Kitzche Chochma Bina, the Ben, why did it happen by the Chochma and the Bina that that's the way it happened? Because Hem Meir Lemala Mekelim Shalahem, Sho'olu Bereshit Da'atik, because they had what's called this Ha'ora Lemala, Ve'im Elu Sheva Ksorim Yiyu Gamkem Mitchalikim Aldea Chokma Bina Deben De Kiniska Yali Gamkem Aor Shalem Lemala Viyu Chasere Chasre Ora Lemata Bimkoma Velachem Nifrudu Aldea Niska. Because Lu Yitzu, this would be the case, and they would be following suits. They would be following exactly what the Or of Chokma is doing, and it's going back up, then they would also go back up. Therefore, the Zaytachtonim over here would be missing all. So that's why they are not following the same way of being meir and creating the Zayin Tachtonim of Atik. With that, let's continue. Ki shevat ketzorim elu kol echad mil chaver katan mimenu bederek havin. So let's go back over here. So what's happening now? Now, very good. So we're going back to the real pshat, is that each sphere has been meir into its respective and creating actually the spheres of Atik. Now after that is happening is that, look at that, Kesed Gvur is going to Gvur and it's being Meir Der Kavim, meaning it's going down Der Kavim. All the Kavim now are taking form, which is a sign of Tikkun. Kesed Chesed Meir La Netzach, Chesed Meir La Netzach, Gvur is Meir on Hod, V'chein HaDerzel on all of them. Okay? That is so far the first topic. Let's go ahead and move on to the second topic. Now, the second topic, as we know, we're going to start again with discussing the Reisha of Atik in the second topic. And then we're going to move on to the Guf of Atik and see how that applies. Here is the second topic. The second topic is Bagad. Bagad represents two makifim, which is this and that, and three, or makifim, or peninisar, which is one, two, and three, and then dala represents the dalakim, as we spoke about last time, one, two, three, and four. And he says as follows: the kifis safek hasheni b'simon bagad v'hinim as olu ha'orot shel ach de ben de chokma de bina shebo. Where did it go? It went lemala bereisha da'atik. Where is that? Let's see. Here it is. That's what he's referring to. He's referring to the or ach of keser, and also the or ach of bina, keser de bina. They went and they became penimius. Penimius. Penimi too became the or penimi of chokhmah bina v'atik. ועל זה, ועם כל זה, הם מאיר למעלה, מלמעלה למטה דרכיו הם בגוף הדעתיק. So from here, they go all the way down. You see, these arrows are portraying, trying to anyway, they all go down now into the Gufa Vatik over here, into the Gufa Vatik. Now, let's continue. Vina, Shevek Sorim Shela Zayin Tachtoinim. Now, let's go to the Gufa Vatik now. The Gufa Vatik. Here we go. And what do we see over here? Now, is it, yeah, good, yeah, okay.
Too close, huh?
Okay, fine. So now, let's talk about the Gufa Atik. Now, the Gufa Atik is speaking about what? Vehine, Shev Ksorim Shel Shev Tachtorim, which these are Zayin Ksorim, from Chesed onwards. Hem Mitchalakim B'Shev Tachtoinus, Hem Mitchalakim B'Shev Tachtoinus, the Atik al derek niska, right? And they're all even in this suffix over here, suffix base, they also go in the respective spheres. See the red arrows. They're also derek kavim, as you see the red dotted lines are derek kavim. Veze mala lemala b'siman aleph aleph gimel. Vehine. Lemala b'siman aleph 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 gimel. That's the first suffix. Be'alnu sha'oiras de chokma bina de ben hayu lemata. We spoke about that the oiras went down in the first suffix. U'misham hayu meir milemala bekelim shalehem, and they went back up as we showed. V'lachein ayah ba'em koach la'ir l'shev ksorim, and then they had a koach to be meir on the zayin ksorim. Latet lahem koach sheyeir hem ze b'ze der kavan k'nizkel. Omnam liot shekavanosam leheir limalam. Lachein lo ayah ba'em koach lekabes et zayin ksorim b'mkomam shlehem b'chesed v'netza k'nizkel le'el. Because we saw the previous suffix, is referring back to this suffix over here. One second, let's turn the page over. In this particular suffix over here, is that we saw the oros went down from the goof of Atik, and they went back all the way up to be mayor. And therefore, they didn't have this possibility to be mekabetz. This is what mekabetz means. To bring the Zayin Tachtonins to Chesed, three top ones to Chesed, and the four bottom ones to Ding, because they were going up, therefore that didn't give them a koach to be matik, to mekabit them. Vekabisim and Bagad, which is our suffix number two, Asher Orot Lemala, Asher Bechein, Besimen Bagad, Asher Orot Lemala. Lo lachein ein ba'em koach lekabes the shev ksorim bechesed netzach levad kenizkaleh. But omnam, even though they don't have, the shaila is why don't they have? The only reason why the previous suffix couldn't be kabes to them because they went up, but this doesn't go up. All these arrows should be focused. These first three sefiras, which is chesed and gevura, and tiferet should be focused on chesed, and these four should be focused on netzach. Why is not that case? Why is it that not the case? So he says, "Va'omnam lefi she'orot aniskorim afal pi she'omdim lemala im koze mashlichim arotzam lematam lachem hem meirim b'shev ksarim v'notim hem koach she'ir b'toch ze der kavim keniska." Nevertheless, since the orals are coming down. Since the oros are coming down, therefore they have a koach to be mashlich them and give them koach to be mayor on each and every single sphere. Now, ubichina. Let's move on to the next bichina. So far we discussed two sphikas in the first bichina. Now we're going to discuss bichina base. And bichina base means basically that we're going to have a makif of ben coming out. And that's a whole difference between Bechina Rishona and Bechina Shmiya, as we'll see over here. So there will be an extra makif here that we didn't see beforehand. Now, V'chein be
sorry, I just didn't finish reading the last words, did I? Veda, sorry. Veda, b'sher k'sorim elu, kol echad me'ir l'chaver ha'kosem mimenu, b'derek havim, k'etzad chesed me'ir l'alnetzach, v'gvura ele ehod, v'chein ader ze. Sorry, I went back, sorry, I'll take that back. That's right. Nishor lemata beguf de atik bechinas panim u bechinas ach.
Here we go. We have over here. We have in the case of Baba. We have nishor lemata. Sorry, lemata beguf. Here we go. This is lemata. So we have over here that all of ach u panim of all these bechinas kesa chokma bina of chokma, and also the exact same thing the ach u panim of Keser and Chokhma Bina, Bechesed the Bina, all going down into the Guf Da'ak. O Michalikim al Derech Haniska Le'elin goes the exact same way. Chokhma Bechesed, the Atik, and Bina, the Netzach, the Atik. Let me show you a picture of that. Here you go, it's a very similar picture. That Chokhmah will come down and go into the Chesed, and the Bina will go down into the Chesed.
Netzach, sorry. Correct. Now, Ve'ata, Einu tzrichim lahir milimata limala.
Now, we saw in the first topic, we saw that it went back up. It was all Chozer, a Meir, back onto its Kelim. Because we don't want to separate the Kelim from the all. So, what's going to be in this case? Why is there no need to be Meir limala limala? Milimata limala, bekelim shalem, asher olu bereshit da'atik, why? Lefi shekava yesh limala shnei oris panimim. Because over here the difference is you have all panimi and all panimi on many, many sides. So therefore, since you have enough all, you don't need this all of ches, of chokhmah to go back up, and the all of bina to go back up to bina. That you don't need.
Maspik la'em bekivan shekein hu. Yesh lem ol gdoila v'koach godol lahayir b'shevak sorim u'v'likab sam sholosh v'shoynes b'chesed atik.
Now look at the way it happens. Since these are so strong, they instead of the chesed going to chesed, gvur going to gvur, and each one going to the respective sphere, they schlep along the first three spheres into chesed. And bina is so strong, its influence, it schleps along these four spheres into netzach.
וארבע אחרונות, אחרות, בנצח דעתיק, והם מאיר על דרך חוכמה בינה בעצמה מה ששם, והוא כי שלוש, שלושה בחסד מאיר בשלוש אמצעיס, וארבע שבנצח מאיר בארבע תחתון.
So the way it goes is that in the same way חוכמה comes along is מאיר, look at the blue dotted line, will be made גבורה, and be made the תיברת, also, all these fields as well will be made in the same way. Same thing over here. Not their cabin, but their spheres.
A big difference the way they
come along.
Now, next suffix. Suffix Hasheni. V'simono b'dad.
Here it goes. We saw this chart last week. Let's go through it again.
What happened over here?
In Badad, so you had again, you had two makifim. You had Dalit Penimim, 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then you had Dalit Kelim, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Down here, the green stars.
So this is what we call Badad Rishon, because we're going to see in a minute there's a Badad Sheni. So in this Badad HaRishon, as the old Shela Kesesh Kitzche Chokma Ubina Deben, the Panim Olu Berosha Da'ati.
And what does that mean? Let's see that inside. So we saw here the panim, the keser, the chokhmah, they stayed here in the chokhmah sphere. Same thing with bina. They also had all panim, the keser, the bina, they also stayed as made as the all panim.
Va'orot shalehem achorai, you know what happened with the achorai of theirs? They matter because the altar.
Here's the achorai all, of this keser. See this over here? The keser is going down. Also here, this is going down into the, again, into the goof, down into the Zayin Tachtonim of Ati. Or Chokhma b'chesed. And what's going to happen? This or Chokhma, this one over here, is going to go into Chesed. And this is going to go in or Bina b'netzach, derech niskal el. So let's see that inside. Let's go to the goof of Atik. I've also included the Reshta Atik, but I'm not being miyachas there. So here's the O that we just saw over there. It's going into Chesed, and this is the old Bina, it's going into Netzach. Now what happened after that? V'az O panim she'olu b'rosh de'atik, hinehu mispashet de'arkavim ad lematem. Also you had, let's go back to this chart for a minute. What did you see over here? You have the Or Panimi. What interestingly happened over in this particular case is that the Or Panimi went down now. And this Or Panimi also went down into the goof of Atik. Here's Chochma, Bina, and these are Zaytach. They went down, and this is what it looks like when it went down. Here they come. Here's the Or Chochma coming down, that's the Or Panimi, and here Or Bina coming down. And because of that, also the Or Kesa came down. This is interesting. And it came out with full strength all the way down into Chesed, including, besides the fact there's or Ach coming down, and also it's coming down all the Kavim. Therefore, everything was influenced to be their Kavim. So let's read that again. As or Ponim she'olu b'roshu da'atik, hine hu mispasha der Kavim ad lemata, b'ofen ze keitza. Chokma mispash b'der kav yamin umir der kav yamin der kav b'chin mispash us as mamish. That's over here. That's chokma coming down. And then the eino ha'ore be'alma min koima. It's not stam ha'ore like we saw before in Belad. That there is a mispash bina b'kav small. Here's the bina kav small, right down here. The kesed the sag, also the kesed the sag, which the sag we know is a ben. Uma mispash der kav yamin be'em son. That's also schlepped down. And all over here. Okay, now we're going to find three minor sfeikas within this Bedad Rishon, and it's as follows. Now the kefiz de nimtsoim nitzou shloshes sfeikas b'shevet ksorim. Now we're going to find three different sfeikas in this in the zayin ksorim. Now, Charles, how did these come out? Now, see, I put red lines, red arrows already, but let's go for the suffix over here. The first topic in these Zayin Ksorim are what? Nema. Like I said, this is one way, possibly, that all of the Ksorim came out into the respective spheres. Or maybe there's a different way they came out. Or im omdim shlosha rishonos bechesed atik va'arba achroins benetzach atik. Maybe the first three went into chesed. And the last four went into Atik. Let me show you a picture. In the same way, the O of Chochma went down to Chesed, and the O of Bina went down into Netzach. Maybe that was the case over here as well. And this is the way it would look as well. So Chesed, instead of going to Chesed, instead of going to Chesed would go always into Chesed. And Gvur, instead of going to Gvur, it goes into Chesed. Tifer would now go to Chesed. Netzach goes to Netzach, Hod would go to Netzach, Yisrael goes to Netzach, and this is a possible way that the Zayin Ksorim maybe came out. And there's a third possible way. Or im ne'emah, shekivan mispash l'to'or b'penim sholem mamesh melemat, ken izgayim kem eino tzerichim litchabe im achorayim. Maybe because since you had such a shefa coming down over here, the old panim, which we haven't seen beforehand, maybe because of that, therefore they did not need to mekabitz over here into Chesed and into Netzach. Let me show you a picture of that. That was actually the same picture that we saw in the first topic that he's mentioned over here, and therefore the picture would be exactly the same, that each one would go in the individual. Now, let me first explain what is the difference between Suffolk Vision and Suffolk Shane, which we're not going to go into right now. So basically, there's really two sphikas. Did the Zayin Ksorim go into the individual sphikas, or did the first three go into Chesed, and last four go into Netzach? Let's continue. Now, there's two minor sphikas again, Legabi Spashtus of the Ksorim. Now, how did they come down after that?
Now, v'gam yesh sofeg v'kivan sho'o aponim elyonim mispashet ad lemata der kavim. Now we know that the o'o aponim is elyon mispashet ad lemata. That is over here. This is the o'o aponim coming down. That's the o'o aponim. Now, what happens? In kain gam hem im der kavim. Maybe the pshat is that they come down and also see the blue dotted lines. Maybe that's one possible way. O im nema. Im shehem im zera ze shlok derek kavim. Maybe it's not derek kavim. Ela kol echad lefi she'omed b'mita she'omed lemata mimenu v'dvorim hem b'safek. Let me show you a picture of that as well. Maybe it's not derek kavim. Maybe they don't go straight down, but rather the spashtus of the oil which is coming down from the mala will take a zigzag approach, meaning. Instead of going down, it would go from here to here, from here to here. Well, actually, this is not correct. But here to here. That should be over here. Going down over here. So it goes from Chesed to Gvur Tiferet Netzah Hod Yisod. So it's not going Der Kavim anymore. Rather, it's going. This is not correct. Rather, it's going down via all the spheres, one lower than the other. Okay. Now let's discuss the last and final suffix in this parag. Okay, keep your eyes on the chart. That's the only way really to understand this correctly. Now, this is going to be the final suffix, which was called Bedad Sheni. Okay, Bedad Sheni, as was the Chain, the Kifia suffix is Shlishi. Simone Gamken Bedad, which is Bedad Shein. Asher Az Beorot Shel Ach, De Chochma Bina Olu Lemala Beatik Berosh. So what over here? Let's demonstrate that. So what over here happened is that the all of the Ach stayed in the Rosh. The Chochma, the Keser of the Chochma, the all stayed in the Rosh, and also the Bina stayed in the Rosh, which is the Rosh is Bina. Achokman bina. Acha orad panim heim limata be'abavim akiniska. Now all panim, which I'm not showing here, stayed in its respective sphere. Omnam abavim, that means a different path which is lower. Omnam orad ach afa pishaolu lemala. Now here's the old ach again. Now even though they stay in the rosh, mikol makom. In kol ze mimkomam hem meir lemata b'sheva tachtoine shelo keder kavim al der niskalel. Nevertheless, we're going to see they're going to go and they're going to mispashet themselves from the rosh all the way down into the goof, all the way down into the goof. Let me show you a picture of that. So here they are again, chokhman bina, at a different vantage point. But here they go. They're going to see them now coming down, and they're coming down from the rosh. Which here, this is the Rosh. They come down Chochma into coming down Kavim, Chochma into Chesed, and Bino B going into Gvura. Hey, Meir lemata b'sheva tachton shlo keder Kavim al derech nitzkel el elo Chochma Meir b'mokom shlosha emtsois and Bina Meir b'mkoyma b'arba achloimus. That means this will go down and Meir. See the dotted lines on Chesed and on Tiferes and on Gvura. And Bina will be Meir on the rest, on the Netzach, on the Hod, and Yesod and Malchut, as you see. Shelo Keder Kavim, each one is taking a side. He's taking the first top three, Chochma, and Bina is taking the last four.
We have two losses over here because of the force of the strength of the shofar coming down, and it's because of that it's not going der kavim. Ha'or it's atzmam lemata means the atzmius of the or we don't find. Einam lemata. That means as the Rav said before, it's only ha'or, it's meir, but the strength, the actual strength of the force of Chochma Bina is not there. Oh, the another half say, Ava Pishnei Shehem Lemala, even though Lemala, Eno Meirim Der Kavim, and second of all is that they're not being Meir Kavim. Im kein ein ha'ora v'koa godol el ha'sheva k'sorim. And therefore, they don't have a koa to mayor properly all the zayin k'sorim. V'lachin, einu mekabetzim al der nizka b'chesed v'netzach, chesed netzach da'atik. Therefore, when these are coming out, see the red arrows, they're not going to be kabetz itself in the chesed and in the netzach, as we saw early on, because there's no hashpah per se strong enough to mekabetz them there. Od she'enom me'irem derkavim, and as well, they're also not going to be a kavim. That means chesed is going to be mayor on gvura and tiferet, and tiferet will be mayor on its various spheres. I'm just going to say it should be going tiferet netzach. Hold. Yeah, it's also a mistake. Okay. Rag ze agave ze kenizka v'zocho bechinas ha'ora derakavim ma'inyona. Because we know any time we hear that it's mashpia derakavim, we know that's an amazing tikkun, because then they're all working in unison. Like we found le'er b'pirush b'bechinas shnia b'safek sheni, which was the case of badat. But that rishon was a case was made derakavim, and that was complete tikkun. Now, says Rav Chaim Vital, we finished with the Sveikas, Baruch Hashem. Now we have a disclaimer from Rav Chaim Vital. He's going to explain to us a little bit what's going on here. I just explained to you everything that I've personally heard. Really? This is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the Sveikas over here. The Elor Zachiti Aleim. Even I don't know. The Rizal didn't tell me about them. But we know there's Ein Kates. V'gam kefi elo tzveikos asher ba'atik. In the same way we have tzveikos in atik, you have to know yipelu gam ken kefi elo b'shas seder atzilos. In all the parts of him, everywhere you're going to find tzveikos. V'am moshel b'ze abba v'ima, the two parts of which is underneath arich. So the atik, arich, abba v'ima, they also have their tzveikos. Lokim, we know the lokim upon him the chochma bina deben. Or is it true? Or lo? So we're misufik about their parts of them. Says Rav Chaim Vital, we come up from everything we've seen for the past few weeks in all these tzveikas. Zehu, ki lesibas kol elu tzveikas nika atik yomin reisha delo it yoda. That's what it should stay in the Zohar, loshen yom. It's a reisha delo it yoda. Anything dealing with atik is called reisha, because he's the crown of all the partsufim. And it's called the Reisha de lo yoda, because we don't know anything. Ki ein noda habichinas sheyesh bo. We have no clue what's going on there. Well, we have some idea, but we have a lot of tzveikas that you've seen for the past few weeks. And he's proving it, that it wasn't only the Arizah had these tzveikas, even the Nevi'im had tzveikas. And he's proving from Yeshayah. V'hine, Yeshaya Novi Allah Hashem Yistapi Gam Hu B'Sveikas Eilu. Yeshaya is also misupik about the Atik. V'aleim Remez Be'omro in Yeshaya Nun Ches Pasuk Yud Aleph. And Yeshaya said V'ashbiya B'Tzach Tzechois Nafshecha. Now why does he say Tzach Tzechois Nafshecha? And he expels out the Drosh here. V'doshu B'Zoha Parshas Pukudei Rabbi Shimo Ba'yichai is Dosh, the Pasuk over here in Yeshaya, Tzach Chad, Tzachos Tchei, there's two Tzachos. Biu ki haya dova hazeh Safik Elav. Yeshaya also had the Safik Ba'atik. Im yesh Ba'atik Chad Tzach or Tchei Tzachos. Kino, that ki Tzach Tzachos hu Atik Yomim. Tzach Tzachos refers to Atik Yomim. We didn't know whether it was one or two. There was a Safik, V'zochol zeh. He explains a bit more. Hine, yesh bo Safik mi loker Tzach Echad or Shnei Tzach. We don't know if Atik took one tzach or two tzachos, and he's going to explain. Va'inya ki kavar bi'anu she'atik yomim hu mukav mishnei bichinus ma'uben. We know the atik is only ach v'rak a joining of the bichin of ma'uben. Shehem begematre tzach. You know the ma'uben the gematre tzach ima koilu. V'haya evshel loma she'ein bereshet atik grad ketzer the ben ketzer the ma. Efshir, maybe the Atik is only Keser and Keser, the mother, which is one Tzach. V'hem Tzach Echa. Oh, im ne'ma she'gam ken olim chokma bina deben. Not only Keser is up there, but also chokma deben. Hem mitchabim chokma deben dema. Hare Tzach Acher. And this is a Tzach Echa, means another one. V'hem shnei Tzach. Therefore, there's two Tzachas. So you see the Yeshaya was taka mesupin. That's why it said tzach tzachoich. Didn't know whether it's one tzach or two tzach. Whether Kesef was the only one in the Rosh of the Attic, or also there was Chochm and Bina. We're going to discuss it in the next Sha'arim Tashem Yibai Inyan Atik Yomim Yoise Ad Kan Sekes. And that's it for Perek Hey Sha'atik. We finished all the Sekes and Tashem Avadir. There's more, and if you see any difficulties here because we didn't get enough information from the Malchum, unfortunately, to get the 100% picture, but we have a good idea what's going on, and that's going to help us for the next parking with Hashem. Okay. Shkoyach.